Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Sarah and I am a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of their Catholic faith. And today we're going to be doing a gospel reflection on Mark chapter 2, 1 through 12. So let's just dive right into that scripture. It says, "When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together so that there was no longer room for them, not even around the door. And he preached the word to them. They came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened up the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, 'Child, your sins are forgiven.' Now some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, 'Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sins?' Jesus immediately knew in his mind what they were thinking to themselves, so he said, 'Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven," or to say, "Rise, pick up your mat and walk"? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth.' He said to the paralytic, 'I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and go home.' He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astonished and glorified God, saying, 'We have never seen anything like this.'" Whoa, what a beautiful piece of scripture we get to reflect on here in Mark. As I was reflecting this morning on what the Lord just wanted to speak to us today, I think that there is so much in here that we could go into, but I think what the Lord really wants to say this morning is, and like what stuck out to me, is that we do not have to strive or earn for the Lord's love, forgiveness, or healing. That the Lord is just asking that we show up. The four friends, they carried him all the way to Jesus, only to find that they couldn't get to him. So they persevered, they kept going, they didn't quit. They made a way to for this man to show up to Jesus. And you know, I think that the Lord is speaking to someone or maybe multiple of us this morning who have been living in darkness or living in sin or pain. And he's saying, "Oh, if you just show up, my mercy, my healing is here for you." I know we're in the middle of a global pandemic and there's a lot going on that we may think is getting in the way of seeking his mercy, his love and kindness and his healing. But I want to challenge us this morning to look at the things like the four men looked at the crowd. They made a way to be near to Jesus. And how often do we let the crowd, whatever that is, whether that's our time, fear, busyness, whatever, prevent us from showing up to receive his goodness? Even just in daily prayer, we find ourselves all of a sudden in a massive crowd between us and our time of intimacy with him. Today, let's be like the four men. Let's go the extra mile and defeat what's in the way from seeing his glory in our lives. And how great is it too that we don't have to earn or strive to get to his love or mercy, but we just have to show up. And sometimes that looks like climbing to the top of the roof and descending down. And it reminds me of this song called Highlands, and it has these beautiful lyrics. It says, "I will praise you on the mountain, and I will praise you when the mountain's in my way. You're the summit where my feet are, so I will praise you in the valleys all the same." And I think that speaks to us so clearly this morning, that I will praise you when I am feeling on top, and I will praise you when I feel like it's all in the way. And you are the source, and I am so close to the source, right where my feet are. So I'll praise you right here in the valley all the same. He is so accessible to you, friends, and he wants to come and meet you today if you would just show up. He is waiting for you. So come this morning and meet him again. Let's pray. name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we pray that you would just open up our hearts to see you clearly, like the four men carrying the paralytic, that we would stop at nothing to show up for you and to receive your goodness, your glory, and your mercy, and your love. I pray that you give us hearts of perseverance to make it through the things that stand in our way, and that we can meet you again today, God. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you guys for joining this morning. It's been a scripture reflection on Mark 2. Again, my name is Sarah. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Have an amazing day.